Well, you probably heard them, maybe even made one yourself, a complaint about the escalating cost of a traffic ticket here in California for just about any kind of an infraction. Joining us live now, John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. John, has the word fine simply become another word for the word tax?
Yes, it has. You know, fines are imposed to deter illegal behavior, but when they become excessive, they move beyond legitimate law enforcement purposes. And as we've all seen, these fines are really getting out of proportion to the primary goal of deterring illegal behavior. And I think the real problem here is that, you know, it breeds disrespect for law enforcement, but it also it diverts law enforcement resources from, you know, doing higher priority work.
It seems to me, and maybe it's just, you know, me, but I suspect other people may sort of see the same thing. When we hear complaints coming out of Sacramento and or local government that they're running short on money, they need money, they're in the hole, all of a sudden you see, you know, the enforcement people out there doing a little bit more work and stopping more people for various and sundry violations.
Yeah, it's true, and I don't think anybody would contest the need to deter and fine for DUIs, but these slow rolling stops and these really overly technical application of traffic laws, you know, people really resent that. And when they get a fine of $800 or higher for a very minor offense, it begins to raise issues of as proportionality, and again, that is not a legitimate function of government. Again, you know, fines do have a specific purpose to deter the illegal behavior, but when it's used as just as a revenue generator, that is not good public policy.
Yeah, and I think you make the point. I don't think anybody here is talking about, you know, people who violate the law should not be held accountable. That's, you know, it's sort of a larger issue we're looking at here. But right. Then again, that also takes us to the larger issue of California just looking for money any place it can find it.
Yeah, which is sad because we continue to generate more and more revenue. The income tax revenue that's come up, we've had $6.6 billion of additional revenue come in that was unanticipated, and the sales tax revenue is coming in strong, and yet it's still not enough. What we hear from Sacramento is, yes, it's coming in better, yes, the problems are being solved, but we need more and more and more and more and more. Look, California has some structural problems, and it just needs to adopt an attitude of let's spend the money we get wisely instead of always asking for more.
I guess the bottom line, though, is if it's a red light or if it's a stop sign, it means that. Stop.
That's right. Be very careful. Otherwise, your wallet's going to take a huge hit.
All right, John. Appreciate your time, as always.
You bet.
That's right. John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.